The Warning by Paul Penn. Translated by Simon Bruni. Performed by Timothy Andres Pabon. After his first day of school, Leo came out of the classroom with his head down, staring at the ground. He let himself be carried along by the stream of children. Surrounded by screams, laughter, and running, he progressed toward the main road, more than a step behind the rest of his classmates. The September sun in Arenas seemed to melt the pavement, creating pools of non-existent water on its surface. The white stripes of a crosswalk were an invitation to cross to the other side, where the Americans' store was. The place that every afternoon became a promised land of sugar and fun for the schoolchildren. The Open. The store was actually called something else, but the word Open, written in yellow and purple neon lights shining above the door, had become its true name. Some said that Señor Palmer, the owner, had brought the sign from the United States. Leo stopped at the crosswalk when the crowd of children halted. He looked up, barely lifting his head. The pedestrian signal was red. "See this scar?" said one of the boys, pointing at his chin. "They gave me 4 stitches. He filled his chest as he held up a hand with a thumb gathered in. "That's why they call me Slash." The introduction elicited sighs of amazement and cries of admiration. Slash received them with his arms in the air. Over his head, the signal changed to green. "To the Open," he yelled. Having appointed himself their leader, Slash ushered his new classmates over the road. It was the first opportunity for the class to go on the school pilgrimage that took place every day. They all followed Slash. A boy ran up to him and grabbed him by the shoulder. "I'm Edgar," he said. At just 6 years old, he seemed to know who it would be good to make friends with. Behind them, 2 girls looked at each other, unsure what to do. Frightened, they took each other's hands, and they started walking. Leo noticed that the group was vanishing around him. He also felt the pressure of his feet against the pavement. He bent forward slightly, like anyone would, to start walking, but his toes increased the responding pressure. His feet were left fixed to the ground, while his torso returned to its upright position. Leo wavered one last time between obeying his mother and crossing to the open with the rest of his new classmates. That morning, she'd asked him to wait for her to pick him up from where he was now. Then she'd given him the first meaningful goodbye kiss of a child's life. Forcing his good eye up again to look forward while barely lifting his head, he could see the other children advancing along the crosswalk. Leo only wavered for a few seconds, but those few seconds proved decisive.